Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Let's go. Pitt plus 5.5 versus Virginia Tech. You actually, last week, you missed that. You
said, it went up to 6.5 at the very end there.
Right, but you picked it at 5.5.
I know, so it's a loser. I'm taking it. It's a loser. I'll take it on the chin.
Rutgers plus 4 against Iowa.
Oh, that was big time winner.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Minnesota on the money line against the Hoosiers.
Huge winner. They won by, I think, 30-something.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's not surprising because Indiana's not very good this year.
Archie is struggling.
Yeah, Archie. I think Archie's brother is probably going to be struggling more in about 3 weeks.
You know, the Miller boys are going to be out.
George Washington plus 8.5 versus Duquesne. I know Duquesne won.
That was a loser.
That was a loser. Okay. Yeah.
I stink.
Gonzaga minus 16 versus San Diego. I thought that was a winner, right?
I don't remember that one.
I thought that. Let me look real quick.
No, they only won by 12.
You have that up there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a win. Okay. Oregon plus 1.5 against Oregon State.
Oh. No, that was a loser. Jeez, oh, man.
Valpo money line against Drake.
That was a loser. 74-69, that was the final, I believe.
And Kentucky was a winner.
Yeah, I was a winner.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hoo-hoo-hoo! This has just become a novelty act now because nobody's making money off these picks.
You need to have one of your – you were, like, way too good for way too long earlier on, and now
– football season. Who would have knew? Football's not really my fine and dandy. My, basketball's my go-to. I can't figure this out. Round ball.
Yeah, well.
Round ball's my go-to, man.
I thought Kentucky, I was pretty sure Kentucky was going to win, too.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
And as a caveat, Pitt did cover the 6.5. But they didn't cover the 5.5 when we first looked at it.
For shame.
How about on Monday night you had Virginia Tech? Or you had Virginia minus 5.5.
Oh, that was a sweat amount, huh?
And, the last 3 minutes or 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? Then I turn around and take a team like WVU. I'm telling you what. Pitt fans are upset right now, and I can understand why. You got nothing compared to what's happening at WVU right now. This is a team that you want to talk about not having an identity. I don't know how Huggins is still going. I would imagine because Huggs, you know, there's a heart health issue there. You know, he can't get that stressed. He can't get that worked up. There has to be a time with this team where you just said, you know what? I got to pack it in. I can't get stressed out with these guys. I want to be able to coach, you know, longer. This is awful. I don't know if you've watched the game, Paul, but they can't defend the three. They can't shoot. They cannot shoot worth anything.
Yeah.
I've never seen a team struggle so bad to generate offense. And I mean, not just, you know, sometimes you'll have this in spurts. No, this is full grown disaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Consistent
they're
disaster.
They're bad. So let's get to your picks now this week. You're 167-3 is what your record is.
Wait,
you're still very
good.
167-3.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
So you're still very good. You just your percentages are falling a little bit recently because you haven't been great lately. But
I mean, I'm trying, man.
Week, you know, let's see, what are we? Okay.
You ready?
Let's get started.
Auburn plus 7
against
Kentucky.
Wow. Okay.
Don't you wow me? That's a good pick. Phenomenal pick.
Why do you like that? I mean, Kentucky's playing really well right now.
You know, they're playing very well right now, but they're in one of those sandwich situations right now where they're going to be completely gassed. They're going against an Auburn team that is finally healthy and poses a much better matchup than they've been seeing in front courts lately. So Okay. It's all about the rebounding edge in that game. I think if Auburn can knock that category out, they could take the lead in that one, especially offensive rebounds. Your money in the bank. I like the points, though. I really like the 7.
Okay.
Illinois, -2.5 versus Penn State. The Pennsylvania State.
Does Pat Chambers survive this season?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he dismantled Michigan. They always have those one that they always have that one game
right.
where they win right. in Happy Valley. But no, Paul, there's no way.
Yeah, I can't imagine it.
God, the hell
I can't imagine it either.
He could have beat Michigan 3 times this year. I said, and I'd still say no.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I would agree. All right, next.
Oh, Georgia Tech. Don't watch the game. Just bet it. Okay, you don't have to watch it. I know it's painful. Georgia Tech +7.5. At Miami. I could see them winning that game straight up, but I'm not doing any money lines because of what happened these last 2 weeks.
Georgia Tech's putrid, though.
They're,
watching them play Pitt, they're putrid.
Miami's not so hot either. This is a pretty evenly matched game. Miami just, you know, all of a sudden catches a few wins.
Is it just me or is the bottom of the ACC weaker than it has been?
It's so bad. Yeah. There's nothing parody written about the ACC this year, and that's what's bad. You know, you've got your couple upper echelon teams, and then it just drops off.
I even look in the middle of it with, I think Virginia Tech and Louisville are just okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Just
Syracuse,
okay.
Syracuse, okay.
Honestly, when it comes down to, what do I always say, Paul? A team like Virginia, that's not a team built for March. It's not a team built for the NCAA tournament.
And now, depending on what happens with Zion Williamson, maybe Duke isn't either.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right.
Blow out your shoe.
Georgia Tech, so what else?
All right, so I hate to do this one, but George Mason, -3.5 versus Duquesne. Man, I've been on the Duquesne fade system. I mean, it's nothing against the Dukes. I'm a big Dukes fan. I really am, but
okay.
Sorry.
Is it at, where is it at?
At Mason.
Okay.
Yeah, FSU +7 at North Carolina.
FSU +7.
At North Carolina. Come on, raise up.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because I'm just guessing.
Florida State.
No, I'm just kidding.
What do you like? What do you like about Florida State there?
I like Florida State having to. Well, they finally caught a break with their schedule. This ACC schedule is outrageous. The way they make them play. I completely agree with Buzz Williams when he was saying, "What did he say? Well, you know, after his post game press conference after the pick game, you know, hey, I've got 3 games in 5 days with 7 guys right now." What am I supposed to do? What do I do right now? Yeah. I can't practice, right? You can't do a proper 5-on-5 practice. It's crazy the way the schedule is. All to squeeze in these television, all these big Monday nights. You know, no other conferences are really doing this other than the Big 12.
Yeah.
You know, all that being said, you've got North Carolina. I mean, they're going to be tired coming into this game, especially if you're coming off such a, you know, the kind of game you did with Duke, where they were just lights out pretty much.
Right. I could see that.
I just like the way, I like what I'm seeing from Florida State right now. Hey, they're winners of, I believe it's 8 in a row now.
Yeah, they've won 8 in a row. They have played well recently.
They really turned things around.
Okay.
I'm happy about it. I'm impressed with them. That's a Sweet 16 team, Paul. FSU.
All right, so that's 5. Do you got 2 more, or what do you got?
You want me to bang out 2 more? Let's see.
Where usually you pick
Vanderbilt,
seven.
+8.5.
Oh, boy.
At Alabama. But you know what? This is going to be Vanderbilt's final. Finally, they're going to get an SEC win.
All right.
Finally. They don't have one. I believe they've lost 13 in a row now.
Yeah, they're 0-13.
There you go. They're finally going to get this one here. The only team that they really do favorably match up with, because it's all guard play with these guys. That's all it is. The only team that they favorably match up with in the SEC is Alabama. I know they lost by 10 February 9th, but they shot putrid in that game. I think it's going to be a little bit better this time.
Okay.
But I take them to win straight up. Is that crazy? Vandy. Do you want to put a money line in there? Put Vandy as Dandy in there.
All right.
Yeah. Let's do it. I think it's 4-1 right now. Oh, yeah. You get it 4-1.
Plus 400?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, I got you.
You got see, I was trying to cap Duke and Syracuse, but they're with the whole situation going on there. I mean, where is the focus at? Especially, it's at the Carrier Dome.
It's at the Carrier Dome. You don't know what's going on with Zion Williamson. And
you don't know
what's
going on with Boeheim's mind right now.
Right.
The guy did kill somebody. That's crazy.
That's a really scary story, isn't it?
Terrifying, because you still don't know all the details of it. You don't know what happened, and I'm sure that's just traumatic for him. He can't be focused on hoops, but he's still coaching.
Yeah.
So that's a game I'm just not going to mess around with. But we'll go. I love the way Utah State's playing, and I'm going to tell you to take them money line against Boise State. They're at Boise State. They're -3, but take it. It's -140 right now on the money line. So just take them straight up. That's going to be a close game, but I don't know if you've watched Utah State this year, Paul, but they are one of those teams that could be that Cinderella special that goes to the Elite Eight and inevitably loses. But they, you know, they got that Loyola Chicago punch to them. Although I think they're way better than they were last year.
Yeah.
That Utah State team's nasty.
Right. Well, Utah State, I think, yeah.
What?
It'll be interesting to see because I think there's a lot of weak teams from the Power Five. So a team like Utah State could absolutely do the thing they, whatever it is they're.
Well, Namius. It's so hard to say his name. Queta is their freshman center. Dude from Portugal, man. Oh, my goodness. I watched him play against New Mexico. I think he had 6 blocks in that game. You know, nobody can put anything up on this guy anywhere around the rim. Then you got Sam Merrill. He's averaging 20 points per game. It's like the perfect 1-2 punch that they got right now. And that's what you need. You need that one big man, and you need that lights out shooting on the ball shooter, and yeah, you got that in Merrill. I'm telling you, Utah State, that's an Elite Eight run right there, man.
Okay, well, Anthony, we'll do it again next week.
All right, fine.
I'll be at Jiggers on Thursday, so we'll have to do it on Friday again next week. But
this was the abbreviated sesh.
We'll see how these go, and we'll figure it out, is all he can say. He's Anthony Jaskolski. Coming up, we've got Kevin Reitmeier for his weekly Friday appearance. That's next on 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.